The Silver Ladies of Penny Lane, written by Dee McDonald and read by Judy Sweeney.
Chapter 1. New Beginnings. It was the 10th of January, one of those dull, dismal days when you thought the sun would never shine again. A day when Tess Templar stared at her less than svelte self in the full-length mirror that she and Orla had positioned with great care in the shop to ensure it gave the most flattering reflection to the larger ladies who'd be pirouetting in front of it. It certainly wasn't doing much to flatter her. At this rate, she'd be her own best customer. She took a deep breath as the first customer of the morning squeezed through the door of Curvaceous, Tess's boutique, specialising in made-to-measure outfits for the larger lady. "Good morning, Mrs. Byron Summers," she said brightly.
"Not a lot good about it," muttered Mrs. Byron Summers. "It's freezing cold and wet out there."
She glared at Tess as if the weather were her fault. "Oh, dear," said Tess. "Well, never mind. Let's get you measured up then, shall we?" Orla, her best friend and business partner, rolled her eyes and said, "I'm just going to pop out for a couple of minutes," and grabbing her purse, she headed out of the shop. "She's going to buy buns," thought Tess as she got out her tape measure, "and that's the last thing I need." She was still in shock after weighing herself that very morning for a post-Christmas reality check. And there it was, black on white, 14 stone. 14 stone! 196 pounds? Tess had even moved the scales around to three other places on the bathroom floor, hoping for a lower reading, because 14 stone just could not be right. But four positions out of four informed her that it was right. The new year was a time for resolutions, and Tess knew she needed to do something about her weight. But more important than that, she needed to drag herself out of the rut she'd got herself into, because since David had died, she'd lost the will for self-improvement. She had no one to feel special for. There was no man in her life now. She never met any, of course, because she never went anywhere to meet them. For that matter, where did you meet a man these days? Certainly not in a shop specialising in larger ladies' outfits. And now she faced a very long morning with Mrs. Byron Summers, a demanding woman, to put it mildly, who was finding it impossible to stand still due to sneezing every few seconds. "I know you have a nasty cold, Mrs. Byron Summers," Tess said, her patience waning, "but I really need you to stay as still as possible for just a minute while I try once more for an accurate bust measurement." Mrs. Byron Summers sighed noisily.
"I can't stand round here all day. I shall be in my bed, you know. And I made a special effort to come here."
She clearly thought she was doing Tess an enormous favour by being here at all and spraying the place liberally with her germs. At that moment, Orla came back through the door, clutching a paper bag after her morning pilgrimage to the bakery. She deposited the bag on the desk.
"Here, let me hold one end of that tape," she said to Tess, rolling her eyes again.
Between them, they succeeded in encircling the woman, and Tess finally noted the measurement.
"Sure you'll be as pleased as punch with the lovely outfit our Tess'll be making for you," Orla said to the voluptuous customer, who was struggling back into her polyester dress.
"Ah, certainly hope so," Mrs. Byron Summers replied, in a manner that indicated she had her doubts.
"See you next week, then, for the fitting..."
Tess called as the woman strode away without so much as a thank you.